This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. This is the best of Enterprise BizBytes. Some of our favourite topics, discussions, sessions here on the show from throughout the year. Today's topic of discussion revolves around breakthroughs and emerging markets. And something that happened back in June was the behemoth of Facebook came forward with this idea called Libra. By the way, I'm in the studio with
Jeff Sandhu,
Arvind Yuvraj.
We had a discussion, or rather me, Audrey and Jeff had a discussion. Arvind was not part of that discussion. He opted to stay outside.
Third wheel.
Yeah. So Facebook and 27 partners, they released a white paper for a new type of cryptocurrency that they were calling Libra or Libra, depending on where you're from. A new type of digital money designed for the billions of people already using their apps and social network to shop and send money on apps like Messenger and Instagram, as well as other merchants like Uber, Spotify, and MasterCard. We asked the question, will it work? That was back in June. Things changed a little bit throughout the year. This is what we had to speak about.
Facebook just announced, well, yesterday, day before yesterday, they announced, you know, something that, you know, a lot of people kind of knew that they were doing this, but also the hardcore crypto fans were up in arms and enraged because, you know, if you remember, Facebook banned all crypto ads and were like completely against the whole crypto world. Yeah. And, you know, and
this will not work. Cannot use this.
Exactly that. And then now they've launched their own digital currency.
Yes.
So Facebook and a consortium of 27 partners, they unveiled Libra. It's the new cryptocurrency, and their goal is to create a new global money and foundation for a fresh universe of the financial services. So what exactly will happen with Libra and what can you do with it? Well, it's intended to be sent instantly. So you can send money to anyone, anywhere in the world with like almost no fees, which is the whole idea of all cryptocurrency. Coins are based on, right? So it's built really much like the same principles that you would have for Bitcoin and Ethereum and all this kind of stuff. But the aim here is to have it a stable value. So it's backed up by a basket of international currencies. So it's pegged to the dollar, the euro, the yuan. So instead of it, like Bitcoin, not being pegged to anything, this has a bit more of a security in that sense that, you know it's not going to, you know, go up 150% in, you know, tomorrow and then go down by 4,000% the next day, right? So when will this be launched? Facebook says that the first Libra coins will be available in public by the year 2020, but there are several roadblocks that could stop or delay its release because they're working with the Swiss Association, which is Libra Association, which is going to be the company that will be set up to create this project. And they want this company, which will oversee the entire design of Libra itself, to now not just work with Facebook and the 27 partners, but to work with everyone and to try and get, you know, everyone using Libra. What can you use Libra for? It's basically being able to buy stuff online. Facebook owns Instagram, and you know they
own WhatsApp.
They own Messenger, and they are working with Spotify, and you know with a whole bunch of other players. So you know they want you to use these coins to do your transaction because you know one, it's super fast, and two is that it's almost no fees. And I guess it is a clever way of utilizing like new financial services and payment gateways, but there are a lot of question marks here, and also will this actually kind of give you confidence now to, you know, bear in mind, Facebook is plagued with data privacy issues, right? Are you willing to part your money to Facebook now with the setting up Libra Association?
Okay. Me and Ords sat and had a big long chat about this, you know, amongst other things. There are so many things in my mind, going through my mind regarding this. Now, first of all, let's spin a few positive things towards it, right? If they manage to do this, the one thing in my mind that it will do is break cryptocurrency into the mainstream. People will become much more aware of it, which I think is a positive step.
First negative is that it's attached to Facebook, which of course has numerous problems in terms of privacy and data breaches and one thing or another. Now, to come on the opposite of that, blockchain, as we know, is anonymous. It is safe so far. But the idea of bringing in these 27 companies on the offset is, I guess, a way of them offsetting your lack of confidence. So you have Visa in there, you have MasterCard in there, Uber, I'm not so sure about, Spotify, and a few of the other financial companies, which I think is a good thing. You know, you're bringing these on board and saying, look, guys, these companies believe in us. Why shouldn't you believe in us too?
So there are some benefits for it being slightly decentralized, not so fully centralized kind of systems like Bitcoin. So how it works is, so every time when someone buys Libra, that money will be deposited into a bank account where it will sit untouched, so that every dollars or euro or yen worth of that Libra will be backed by a dollar or euro in the bank according to Libra's design documents. Now, this is important because the bank holdings of Libra will generate interest that it can then use to pay back the cryptocurrency initial investors, and that's why it's like zero fee. So it's using interest, and it's using various ways that you can move money across very quickly without having to pay. So because it's pegged to the US dollar, so that's where it differs slightly from Bitcoin. So this structure also, like you mentioned, Rich, it's an infinite number that you can print for Libra because it's backed by a currency. But also, creating Libra won't require heavy mining resources and materials. And, and we know how much it consumes, Bitcoin mining consumes the energy consumption and stuff. So cool idea, really cool, because that's what the future of financial services, needs to have to disrupt the world. And that's what cryptocurrency, came about for. Maybe this is the first step, right? And I'm excited to see this happen in 2020. I'm excited to see where this goes. And I'm sure this is just phase one of the crypto world. Who knows what's in the future?
So, I'm just looking at some of the members that they have. Okay, you've got your eBay, you've got Visa, MasterCard, no banks like we mentioned earlier, where are your Apples, Amazons, Googles?
You know where they are, Ods.
They're sitting and watching.
They're busy. Yeah, they're busy creating their own. So since June then,
A lot
has happened. Out of those 27 partners, I don't think there are an awful lot of them left, are there?
I remember when we talked about this, like we spoke about the trustworthiness of a company like Facebook doing something as grand as this, right? Yeah. Great that they've got 27 partners at the start, but do you trust Facebook? Let's just not talk about cryptocurrency, because cryptocurrency itself is I guess, the trust factor is in question marks.
No matter whether
you're Bitcoin, Ethereum, Libra and stuff, right? Would you give Facebook 5 ringgit of your money? You won't. You just won't. So, we'll see what happens now, I guess.
I mean, it's funny because when I was in the UK fairly recently, I went down to one of the department stores, and the big thing that was being pushed over in the UK was Portal, Facebook's kind of, video camera technology. And it's big over there, really, really big. And I'd seen people buying them, going to the counter, and in my head I'm like, don't do that. That trust factor for some people wasn't an issue. Mm. They just wanted that ease of plugging it in, getting away with it. And that, I think, was part of the appeal of when Libra first came out. It was like, look, this might be easy for people who don't know about cryptocurrency to get in there and it just be easy.
Sometimes we think everyone thinks the same way about Facebook, but we are in a bubble.
Correct.
Like, we have all the news and, about Facebook coming on Mark Zuckerberg's, has to go to court and stuff, has to answer in front of people. But for the majority, Facebook's okay because it's a giant tech company. It's their social media platform.
Millions of billions of people.
People on board.
On board, right? So, this should be fine in some ways, right? Yeah.
Speaking about being on board, that's what we're discussing next. Space tourism, something we talked about way back in July. You are tuned in to the best of BizBytes 2019 here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.